Who better? Probably just accumulation. I didn't really feel a specific hit shock me or stun me. It was just, you know, I didn't really feel good after. And, you know, most of my family members were there for the game, and they took notice that night when we were at dinner, so they told me that I should probably go in, and, you know, I guess it was for the better.
What kinds of things did they notice about
you? I had a good headache. I really didn't feel like eating. I felt kind of nauseous and I was a little bit dizzy, but it was really just working into it. I had none of those symptoms during the game. I didn't really feel that way. It was just as the night progressed, I kind of started feeling that way.
You bounced back pretty quickly. You missed only one game, though. So how do you tell us how you feel about that, and then your plans for this week ahead?
I plan to go home. You know, just take some time off, you know, in Texas, and I'll make sure I'm working out and keep my body, you know, in tip-top shape. But just get away from football a little bit and try to get myself back to, you know, peak condition. But feel good.
Is it a minor blessing in disguise from the standpoint of you weren't obviously 100% when you came back on the ankle, but that bought you another week to rest that ankle. You get to rest it again during the bye. So from just a big picture point of view, is it almost a small little blessing that you got this second break here?
I guess you could look at it that way. You know, I never want to miss a game. I don't ever want to be out, whether it's practice or a game. I don't want to miss anything. But, you know, if it helps me recover, you know, I appreciate it. So just having that time to work on my ankle and strengthen it and get it back to 100%, I'll take it. But after the bye week, I should be back to my normal self pretty much.
Had you ever previously been diagnosed with a concussion?
Yes.
How many times?
Two.
Two times previous to this one, so three total.
Mm-hmm.
Is it scary each time it happens, or do you get used to it, or is it always kind of a jolt?
I mean, it's just part of the game. You know that coming in, that stuff like this is going to happen. So you just have to be prepared for it and take care of yourself the same way. Make sure that you're fully recovered when you come back so you don't do further damage, you know, to yourself. And, you know, once you're fully recovered, you know, you should be able to handle those things and be able to carry on in a normal lifestyle.
Were those at A&M?
One in high school, one at A&M.
Do you worry about long-term effects now that this
was happening? Not really. No, I've taken enough time that where I feel like I've completely recovered from each and every one of them. So I don't feel like it should really do any harm to me in my future.
The Browns said that you came in Tuesday morning and reported the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hesitate on Monday to tell anyone, or how to tell?
I did, because I really wanted to play. You know, I didn't want to have something like that, you know, be a hindrance to me or my team. So once I still felt it that second day, so on Tuesday, I really feel like I should say something, because I didn't feel like I was getting anywhere.
Is it obviously in your mind that's important that guys self-report, because that's not the kind of thing you want to mess with, right?
No, I mean, if it had been some like I guess physical in my body, that's different. But no, you don't want to mess with your mind. That's something that, you know, you can't get back. That's something you can't heal. You know, you could deal with a thumb or arm or a back or a leg, but, you know, messing with your mind and allowing, you know, those kind of things to carry on, that can do you harm for a long time. And you don't want to be that way if you plan to have kids and you want to, you know, be the same way you've always been with your family.
Decades past, guys would feel like they're not being macho enough if they, you know, they would keep those things to themselves. That's probably why performance players are like they are. So is there anything in that sense, hey, I'm not being a man here if I go and report this?
I mean, it's all up to you. And it doesn't really bother me what other people say, you know, whether I'm being a man or not. I want to have, you know, kids one day, and I want to, you know, be able to take care of them, you know, how I see fit. I don't want to be, you know, constricted by, you know, my playing and, you know, how the football has affected my mind. And, you know, I'll play through anything. I'll play through, you know, my foot, my arm, anything that's, you know, affecting me, you know, below my blow my neck because I can't play around my brain.
In the three games that you've played, you've been very productive, four sacks, you've had a multitude of pressures, you've hit the quarterback a couple of times. Does that get you excited, though, knowing the impact that you've already been able to make in just such a limited scope of time?
I really don't think about it that way. I just, I'm not really going out there to be a stat pattern. I just want to be effective. So, well, that's getting the quarterback and getting in his face and intimidating him and getting him off the spot so he can't complete passes and whatever it takes to win ball games. That's what we're worried about, and that's what I'm, that's what I'm concerned about.
Coming off that Titans game where you played the most you had played, did you feel like you were getting in the rhythm you wanted to? And then when you said coming out the bye, you think you'll be back to your normal self, you mean under ankle 100%?
Yeah, I think I'll be 100% on my ankle. And I don't think I'll be having any effects from concussion either. I feel fine now. I've cleared protocol, so I should be back to normal.
But after that Titans game, did you feel like you kind of where you wanted to be as a player?
No.
Third straight starter.
I still wanted to be better. You know, there was things I could have done better. And I still kind of, if I stepped on my ankle, in some ways I kind of pulled off a little bit. It couldn't have been, exactly how I wanted to, but, in a couple weeks, it'll be all behind me.
It comes at a time where you guys can kind of self-reflect on where the team is at. How hard has this been on you, Miles, in that the reasons you haven't been on the field are things you really can't control? How frustrating has that been for you?
It's rough because, there's a feeling of helplessness knowing that there's really nothing you could do. It's just, that sprain, somebody fell on me, and it's not like I was, doing anything reckless. It was just, chance. And so you just gotta look at it from here and be like, well, there's something I can work on, there's something I can do better, something I could improve on while I'm healing. And taking the same approach while I was recovering from the concussion, I mean, I could do better learning my plays. I can make sure I get in the right gap. I can learn how I could be more effective, if I'm coming inside, if I'm slanting, if I'm starting outside, just making sure that you're improving your game any opportunity you're given.
Miles, besides just trying to get back to 100%, and you just mentioned improvements, what's one thing in your game that you're really trying to improve for next game?
We're trying to improve pass rush. I mean, we need to affect the quarterback more. We need to get him off his spot. We need to intimidate him. And just making sure that I'm as effective when I'm on the inside, when I'm a three technique or a four eye, when I'm coming inside slanting, as I am when I'm rushing the passer, as a five technique coming off the edge.
You said after the game in London that you guys really don't have a margin for error, have to kind of play a perfect game to have a chance to win. Do you agree with that? Do you feel that you got that? I mean, there's that kind of, I don't know if you want to call it pressure or whatever, but that need to really not have any penalties or anything like that would turn it away from your favor?
Oh, I mean, every team aspires to do that. I mean, they're just trying to limit the negative plays and the takeaways or the turnovers, because that just negates your chances of winning. So, I mean, the more times you give the ball away, the more times you start drive first and 15 or they're on defense and it's first and 5 because you jump off sides or anything like that, that just gives the offense or defense or your opponent another chance to come at you, take a shot, or do things that going to have you on the opposite end of where you want to be.
Do you feel like, because this is such a young team, though, that you are a little bit different than the rest of the teams, or maybe they can compensate for something like that? You guys can't do it as much consistently?
I mean, as a young team, you just gotta learn to turn the page. Make sure that you don't get caught up in thinking about those negative plays or the penalties you committed. That's what older teams, they've been through the grind, they've had that experience, and then they don't let that one play, get to them, so they're not really worried about that, and we're going to get to that same level.
Anything else?
Do you ever look at it like if you could be out there, you are that guy that can kind of make that one play where you guys don't have to be perfect, you can cover for that mistake?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I can go out there and make the play. I feel like if things aren't going perfect, I can come around the edge and fix things. And so is what it is. I just got to go out there and prove it. Talk is cheap.